Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
And as always, we would like to thank all of our supporters over on Patreon for supporting the podcast. This podcast is supported by you over on patreon.com/legends only. Bonus episodes and more. Thank you all for supporting. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for joining us for another week. Another day, another slay.
Certainly was slayed this week by the heat.
Yeah.
We made it. It's hot.
Hot and it.
Oh, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too hot and I
need... I wanna make you sweat, dun,
dun. Some air.
There's so many.
There's actually...
Let's get a little
wet. They should really write a song about heat. Nobody's ever done that.
I don't think so.
Somebody should do that.
Yeah, no, I've never heard
I haven't. Before. Just something about the temperature.
Burning up. Oh my God. It's like a drag suicide where we just go back
it
and forth.
It actually is. Yeah, it's a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Well, we hope that you're all doing well, staying hydrated.
Yes, putting on your SPF.
Yeah.
Lotioning.
Moisturizing.
Exfoliating.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Listening to bops.
And attending, maybe, the Chromatica Ball.
Yes, we have some updates. She's continued.
Steph heard our prayers. Prayers? Bullying.
Prayers for me. Desperate begging. Desperate cries for help.
Yes. 1 week, less than a week, after kicking off Chromatica Ball in Dusseldorf, Germany, Gaga's at it again, keeping the tour going in Sweden and France. She is bringing it closer and closer, stateside to New York, where we will be attending.
2 more weeks.
Ready, girls. The rats are already in the car.
Well, no, actually, it's like 3.
Yeah, it's like 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it time.
Buckled in with their little seatbelts.
And as you know, if you checked out the bonus episode or checked out twitter.com, you might have noticed that Gaga kicked off the tour, might have peeped the set list and the encore. And there was a song missing.
There was.
A specific song that had a lot of
meaning,
significance, specifically in T. Kyle's life.
And a lot of feathers.
A lot of feathers.
Wings.
A lot of cleanup. Gets messy. thousand birds. 999 people in a room, and you just need one more because we got 1,000 doves.
We did. Piano version.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Is, what's the German word for
top?
Nope. Not that one. For giving you almost everything you wanted, but purposely doing something just off to piss you off.
Oh, that should be a remake of the Erika Jane meme.
I'm gonna give the gays just a little bit
of what they want, but not everything.
Almost what they want.
Yeah.
It's quite the tease, really, to perform the song in a different way. And we did.
She did scream at the crowd, too. Did you see the video where she's like, they wanted me to do the fun version? No, if that was. That's not the exact quote, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, that was the underlying.
And she pointed.
Message.
She was like, you know, some people out there want me to do the fun version, but I'm going to perform it how it was intended. I think that actually might be the direct quote.
Yeah.
Someone check that. Okay. Fact check that.
Mm-hmm.
Producers, AKA me later. Check the video.
We're all going to have not fun.
Yeah. She really said that.
She literally
did. That's what I heard.
I'm not having fun tonight, literally.
Mm-hmm. And most people don't know this, but this song was written at the piano. I wrote it at the piano, and I didn't want to make it into a dance record, but we did. Because my friends all convinced me that I had to make a sad song into something fun. But I wanted you to hear this record exactly as I wrote it, which it wasn't fucking fun at all when I wrote it.
I want a refund.
I'm ready to go to the box office and say, I came here for 1,000 doves. Studio version. We come to this place for doves. I'm
happy.
Fast
forward to 3 weeks, I get kicked out of MetLife Stadium. There's like TikToks of me screaming and crying on the floor.
So happy I could die. I mean, I'm happy it's in the set list. If she wants to give it, there's a little boppery that needs to come out. A little, give it a little bop.
Yeah.
A little bop.
She literally said, I'm not having fun tonight.
She did. You give and you get, and sometimes you get the acoustic version.
It's fine. We joked about this, and it happened.
Yes.
Honestly, we're to blame.
We
did manifest this.
We do manifest things a little too much, and we jokingly said 1,000 doves piano version many moons ago, and then it happened. We've learned not to verbalize anything that we don't mean at this point.
Wow, I'm so excited to go to the Chromatica Ball at MetLife Stadium, where she's going to perform the studio version of 1,000 Doves. I'm so excited, on August 11th.
Me too.
Wow.
Especially how shocking it was when she followed it up with Reloaded featuring Rodney Jerkins. Couldn't
oh my God,
believe
and then it
she
mixed
added
into
that.
Heavy Metal Lover.
Yes.
And then Gypsy.
And she ended the show with a triumphant encore of Babylon, as God intended.
So good.
So good.
Loved it so much. 10 out of 10. She's going to change the whole thing to fucking acoustic now.
Oh, she will. You know, I really just think this section speaks to me. And
haven't we been through enough? So hurtful what she just did to me. Oh, I need to add that to the soundboard.
You do.
Luann. So hurtful what she just did to me.
That sounds like the sound. I don't even know if you need to add it.
How could you do this to me? Question mark.
You text messaging Bobby, her manager.
Who?
Bobby.
Oh.
Bobby. Bobby Campbell.
I don't know. I don't stalk her team.
Well, I guess same. I don't know. I feel like manager names float around, so it's not that weird.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Fix it.
Whoever's in charge. Sarah Tano?
Sure. Sarah?
Do you know Sarah?
No, I don't stalk these people.
That's the makeup artist.
Oh, but the Mua.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll
Crow
see
Mua.
Fans get riled.
Crow Mudica Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She joined House Labs a few years ago. Yeah.
Oh, I loved that she was late to Stockholm.
Oh, was
and she posted like a Mua video. Gaga. It's like, here's the lip that I use. Everyone's like, okay.
Are you supposed to be on stage?
Yeah.
Very Jaclyn Hill live.
It's fine. Oh my God, when is Jaclyn Hill going to perform a stadium tour? That's what I want to know.
That's what we need.
This shade is so good.
I love Jacqueline Hill. I don't care.
We know. We had some listeners, some Legends Only fans in the crowd, didn't we?
Peter said, oh my God, she didn't say bye to the crowd again. This gay is screaming bloody murder, thanking her for saving his life. And she's just waving, holding up her hands like this. And then there's like a
the heart.
Yeah, they basically added that for Chromatica Ball, slowly walking away.
That encore is something. She comes out as F-word Freddy Krueger with her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddy Krueger. And she sings straight ally anthem, Hold My Hand. And then she sort of like awkwardly walks away. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
She lets everybody leave early, go find their car. It's nice.
She wants us to give up our tickets.
She does.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Well, anywho, pretty girls all around the world, from Stockholm to Paris, and then over to Ireland.
Oh, that's right.
We have an update. Now, this is a comment on Instagram that I thought was fascinating. Now, if you know the Real Housewives of New Jersey, they are currently filming their cast trip in Ireland.
Shout out to Connor, who saw them in the flesh.
Yes, and his videos went all over.
Platinum Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Connor saw the girls at dinner.
Yep.
Right?
And then walking out onto the streets. God.
I mean, that has to be very surreal. The Housewives of Jersey, like, what are they doing in
Ireland?
Neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for this because when OC went to Ireland is when we got the moment when Kelly Dodd was like, no wonder why her daughter doesn't talk to her.
Oh.
And they got in the fight in like the glamorous, like little, keep walking.
Who knew that Ireland would produce such content?
It's the girls go crazy in Ireland.
I guess so. So what did Melissa Gorga say?
So Melissa Gorga, not to be confused with Jennifer Lopez. It's really easy to mix up.
Yeah. Happy birthday, J-Lo.
She said,
it's true.
Yes. Melissa Gorga was in Ireland celebrating her birthday.
Wait, for real? Oh, no, it really is J-Lo's birthday.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, I can't get enough of it. So Melissa Gorga posted from Ireland, said, what color did you think I was going to wear to go to Ireland? Off we go. And none other than Lindsay Lohan commented with a green heart. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Does she watch Jersey?
I'm assuming. Why else would you follow Melissa Gorga?
She might think it's J-Lo.
Sorry, that was so... No, I just mean, like, obviously, I'm assuming you would watch if you know who.
I'm going to go with the theory that she thinks it's J-Lo.
Yeah, so I'm excited
for
to see
tonight
this.
In Ireland.
You know I love the Jersey Girls.
We love the Jersey Girls.
But this crossover, I just...
What an event.
Yeah. I need to know what Lindsay Lohan thought of last season of Jersey.
Maybe she'll weigh in.
Sloppy moments, too. You slept with your boss.
She does have podcasts. she could weigh in.
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up, though. I don't know if she's had Melissa on the show.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
Oh, well, speaking of unexpected pairings, although expected, well, they've never been on record before.
No.
But they've partied together.
Yes.
But unexpected that she would be in the booth.
Breaking news, everybody.
Literally breaking news.
We did catch this one right before we sat down.
We hit play. Nope, we hit record.
Actually, though.
And I said,
breaking news.
Breaking news. The legendary Miss Britney Spears, Page Six reports that she is recording a duet with none other than Sir Elton John, the iconic Tiny Dancer.
We youngins paid homage to the legends for their great contributions.
Tiny hands.
Listen, as long as it's Tiny Dancer and not Tiny Hands, I'll take it.
Exactly. According to the report, she quietly met with Elton last week at a Beverly Hills recording studio to cut a new take on the 1971 classic. It's being released next month by Universal Music. It was Elton's idea, and Britney is obviously a huge fan. They've done it as a remix, and it's incredible. And it's being overseen by Andrew Watt, popular producer du jour. Now, they've already played it for people at the label and everyone's freaking out, according to the report. I realized, I think this makes sense for a variety of reasons. Number one, Britney has gone to Elton's party, Oscar's party. She goes year after year as they snub Crossroads further and further.
Literally, and burlesque. But have you watched Fire Island yet?
Jesus
Christ. It's going to be the running joke. I'm going to bring it up.
Have you watched Moulin Rouge? Exactly.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
But okay, so getting back to the point, they have a relationship already. Makes sense. And number two,
they're both legends.
Both legends. Got it. Number three, I'm realizing Elton kind of has a thing going now because we had Cold Heart with Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
So he can have this thing where the girls reinvigorate his classics. So this could be Cold Heart 2 this summer, honestly. Like, ooh, if it's a remix even, like that.
Right, like it's a cooler version.
Right.
No offense to the original. That's up. I'm just saying, I love an interpolation.
The Lil Johns are coming for you. We do love an interpolation. But yeah, if this isn't the same vibe as Cold Heart, this could have the same trajectory of this reinvigoration of a song. So I was thinking of that as I read that. I was like, oh, he might have a plan, Get Naked with the Girls, to re-up his songs with legends, new and old.
I'm here for it.
Yes. Me too. So I'm excited to hear this. And it's actually a pretty interesting and legendary way to, if you're going to come back into music, why not with an actual icon? Icons. Legends only, if you will.
Literally.
So, yeah, this is exciting stuff.
Do we think there's any lyrical meaning in the way of, like, Tom Steiner or...
Well, the original meaning of the song, Bernie Taupin told Rolling Stone, was that they came to California in the fall of 1970, and it seemed like sunshine just radiated. I guess I was trying to capture the spirit of that time, the women we met at closed stores and restaurants and bars. Free spirits, sexy, hip huggers, lace blouses, very ethereal in the way they moved. I don't think that's off.
No.
A muse, if you will.
I also like the idea of her doing a song about being a dancer.
Right.
As the general public is like making fun of her on Instagram. She can be like, yeah, I am a little tiny dancer.
Yeah. There's a lot of stars aligning for this that makes sense in my mind, mm-hmm. about why that would make sense. So very excited. That was late breaking. We literally just got the news. So unless a report comes out an hour later, it's like false.
Yeah.
BS report.
I'll just cut it out.
Yeah.
If it winds up to be.
Oh, well, speaking of new music.
Why don't you read your tweet that went insanely viral?
You know how you have an inside conversation with your friends?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And you tell a little joke and you think no one's heard it. And then 50,000 people RT it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have pretty much left being very shady in the past on social media because, you know, it'll come back to bite you by any stan base,
mm-hmm.
for the most part. But
Twitter's getting funnier lately. I don't know what it is, but
as somebody who absolutely pre-ordered Her Name is Nicole on Amazon and somebody who goes hard for Whatever You Like and Big Fat Lie and everything else, a killer lover till the end, I took it upon myself to have a little fun at the Villain of Pop's expense and just say, I wish I had the confidence of Nicole Scherzinger believing there is a clamoring for new music.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time?
Because...
You're not wrong.
Number one, I'm not wrong. But
also, I'm allowed to shade her too because I stood outside at the Today Show,
yep.
to watch them perform in the little square,
yeah.
at like 5 in the morning.
She just had a song come out, so everyone should...
Look that one
stream.
Up. It's called The Flop.
Stop.
I'm sorry. The drop.
I will say this. Do I feel a certain way, a little salty about the demise of the Pussycat Dolls reunion, including tour and album? I might. I might feel a way. So to watch her say something about people clamming for new music, as a lot of the replies said, yeah, from PCD.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love solo Nicole. That's the thing. That's the...
Oh, same.
That's why it's funny that I went viral dragging her, because at the end of the day, I would be standing in line to go see the Big Fat Lie tour live from Piano's Bar in New York. But... I
she wouldn't even know. It's too big of a venue for her.
I seriously do love Scherzi. However, she's made some enemies in her time.
Scherzi live at
she's
mom's.
She's locked some pussycat dolls in rooms. And I just feel like...
Will high kick for food.
Will. No. God. So basically she posted a TikTok, because we didn't even say it, where she said, if I had 5 minutes added to my life every time somebody asked for new music, and then she sings Fame, I'm going to live forever. Ambitious.
Yeah. I'd say you'd make it 5 more minutes.
But I'm the one asking for new music, so it's like, I can drag as well as I do want the new music. I own whatever you like 12-inch at home. Anyway, that went a little... I muted the tweet real fast because I knew things were going to get ugly real fast for me.
I would say it went in your favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never look. Mm-hmm. And then...
So I'm the wise older woman. That looks like yeah. your ass.
Then, see, the thing is, she was on a roll with the sound, because then she used the sound to address Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Wendy Williams' iconic pronunciation, mm-hmm. massacring... of her name, Nicole Scherzenberger.
It is a difficult...
Schlesinger.
Yeah. Scherzenberger is my favorite.
Which I still contend, my ongoing theory, sociology experiment, what have you, that...
SEO analysis.
SEO analysis. I do think her solo career stalled, at least partially, because of the difficulty of her last name.
I agree.
I do think that's true.
SEO is big.
Yeah. So anyway, she addressed Wendy Williams' compilation of saying her name wrong with the 5 minutes. If I had, 5 minutes added to my name, I'd live forever with Nicole, with Wendy saying my name wrong. That's funny. Laugh. Funny.
I would love to look at the Google data.
For what?
For what people search.
Oh, my God.
So we could prove our theory correct.
Truly, that's actually a really funny thing to think about. People's attempts to search her name. You know what they search? Pussycat Dolls Nicole.
There you go.
I'm sorry. They want you in the band. Anyway, speaking of the band, then she had a redemption moment after I dragged her good name at the end of the week. It's come to light. X Factor.
Unreleased footage.
Unreleased in honor of the anniversary of One Direction's creation, debut. There's X Factor footage showing how she put One Direction together.
Mm-hmm.
On the show.
It's Nicole sitting with Simon, yep. And
they're taking the little Polaroids of the boys, and she's like, no, I think I should go there. And
mm-hmm.
And so Nicole is at least partially responsible for the One Direction takeover of the world.
Honestly.
What can I say? She knows a good group. It's like, yeah.
I loved all the comments that were like, Simon's over. Like all the stan tweets were like, Simon over. Simon canceled. Simon canceled. Simon done.
Slimin' over. But it's true. So we have to give it up for her, because she did impact society.
In many ways.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know what? What a perfect segue.
We like to do that here.
We do.
There's a concept. There's a flow.
There is a flow.
Speaking of queens of pop who were formerly in girl groups and then left the girl group and then don't really want to acknowledge it anymore. And so people like us come on the podcast every single week and we constantly bring it up for years and will continue to bring it up for years. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Beckham.
A.K.A. Posh Spice. Performing.
She acknowledged.
Stop at... During a karaoke fun moment with her family, karaoke night with the one and only Posh Spice, David Beckham tags his wife, a fashion designer named Victoria Beckham, who for some reason, has the gall to do this but not join the tours.
What do I like to say?
Power of four.
Needs.
One girl more.
And her mic was on during this.
Exactly. Which we don't even need to be on the tour. Nobody's mad.
No.
Do this.
No one's checking for that.
Do the runway again. That was the best.
Oh, that was so iconic.
Just makes you, boils your blood. It's nice to see.
Is Let Your Head Go on streaming?
No.
Can we manifest that?
I would love to manifest that. That is a crime against humanity.
That is.
There's so much solo spice, but specifically like Victoria stuff, the whole unreleased album, but Let Your Head Go, that's not on, at least in the US streaming, that it's just.
We shade our girls, but ultimately we stan.
Exactly.
If anyone listening out there can put Let Your Head Go on streaming, thank you.
You never know. Pop Activism, you know, that account that was kept getting those things. Maybe I'm sure they're working at it. We've got the best minds going at this right now. Just doing everything they can.
Truly the most important thing in the world that needs to be addressed
it's
is
like
this.
Global warming, inflation, Let Your Head Go on streaming.
Yes. Yeah. In that order.
Yeah, that was from least to most. And then, you know what? We've got a subject matter that keeps on going.
We do. Line them up.
Line them up.
Round them up.
Call them out. Shame them.
Yes, everyone.
Speaking of fashion design,
we've got things to discuss.
We do.
In a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Another queen of pop who is not very good about releasing or acknowledging.
No, not at all.
Addison Rae. Yes, we're talking about her again. Shut
up. Yes, we're talking.
I see the tweets.
I see the tweets. I see the comments.
I love it. It's like legends only every week. Yes. It's like, yeah.
It Add is. It to the weeks.
I mean,
it's another
they're bops. Everyone that we've sent is like the slays.
Yeah.
So
no, every time somebody's like, fine, I'll cave. What is it? And I send them, I got it bad. They're like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So Goddess in Slay was lensed, and styled for a new shoot.
I love that word, by the way.
Lensed.
I wrote that in the doc and I was like, ooh, that's
You know
so...
who loves that word?
Who?
Evan Ross Katz.
That's where I got it from.
Yes.
He I feel like I sound lensed. Smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves a lensed.
Get it? Like camera lens.
Friend of the pod. Yes. Yes.
Sounds so chic.
It does. Mm-hmm. Now, she did this shoot that is kind of giving digital camera 2009.
Me having my little sister paparazzi me in the driveway.
Exactly. Yes. It's like a leather jacket, a torn skirt, shades, and a hair wrap back, which gives a certain Little Edie effect.
Yes. There was a tweet that said, Little Edie if she slayed. So bad.
An almost perfect tweet because Little Edie does in fact slay, but now it was such a funny fucking tweet. Yeah. So we've got the Addison Rae photo shoot for what? I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? An unreleased album.
Yeah. I think it was just a photo set.
I think so too. Which... this is what she likes to do.
You know, Instagram, you're not going to see it anymore.
No, you're certainly not.
Nope.
Everyone liked that post.
The influencers are turning.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Well, no.
Oh.
But yes.
Yeah. Influencers on TikTok are like raging at Instagram.
Because it's also like the money there is nothing compared to TikTok now. They're talking about ads and they're talking about sponsorships and stuff. The eyeballs are not on Instagram the way they once were.
No.
Because that's the I watched that video of them talking about people fighting for the small allotment on Instagram versus this new big pool on TikTok and new media. It's like, it makes sense. And they're damaging their brand so, so much. Trying to be TikTok.
Give it up, delicious.
Give it up. Nobody wants... Reels are just TikToks that we've republished to try and get Instagram to like us more, to put us on the feed more. Mm-hmm. That's all people are doing. Nobody's making original Reels unless they are paid by Instagram in their desperate attempt to be TikTok.
Although I will say, to give some credit, I do love an ambient Reel from a photographer.
Okay.
Like a nice scenic
Oh.
where you're getting like a little bit of like, you know, movement.
It's a concept to explore on Instagram because that's photos.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at
something that compliments an artist, whether it's like a reel of like a sped up of them illustrating something.
And I'm fine in the sense of like having a long form video that extends and is longer on Instagram. Sure. Sure. But I don't need the sole purpose of Instagram to be TikTok. Now when you scroll, it's just videos.
Mm-hmm.
From people you don't even know.
Yeah. Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Don't know what she does.
Nope.
Thought she made TikToks or something. Where did we just go with that? Okay. Addison Rae, another slay, another day. Another
slay.
Slay.
Surprise slay.
Surprise slay.
Yes. Taylor Swift.
Hasn't hit the stage in a minute.
No.
Please welcome to the stage.
Lara Croft, everybody.
Lara Croft in a braided pony.
Now, you know, guys know I'm not like the biggest Swiftie, but this was a slay. She was giving Lara Croft meets like Anna Kournikova. I'm throwing it back. You know?
Yes.
Like the pony with the braid.
Yeah. She looked good.
And a black pant.
Mm-hmm.
Chic.
Yes, she surprised on stage with Haim, her sisters. She did a funny little TikTok about it too, where she showed up in the same outfit. She gets TikTok. She doesn't do it a lot, but when she does it, she does get it.
She does.
And she looked great. And the girls are clamoring because of her outfit and how good she looks. They're thinking something around the corner with her. There's always a scam. There's always something. She's always about to pull a stunt of some sort, any sort of appearance. She probably has a track listing under her boot that if you zoomed in on Instagram and you used a filter, you would see a full track listing for 1989 re-recording. We'll find that out in a couple months.
I feel like it's coming.
Yeah.
She's going to wait till after Beyonce, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I will say also that's why New Music Friday is going to be basically non-existent this week, is because you can actually feel it's almost like before a tsunami when the waves start going backwards. Well, I don't want to wish a tsunami on anyone, but you know when like the waves start going back into the sea? It's like you could feel people suck in their promo campaigns for the next week or two because they're like, Beyonce's coming.
Yeah.
Like literally the week before and the week after, weeks, probably 2 weeks, it's going to be like desert or a tsunami where it's just like they're taking it back for the big wave hits. The Renaissance saw me.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen all that shit on TikTok with all the astronomers and shit saying that like July 31st into August 1st is going to be like that huge, like catastrophic event?
Oh, don't say that.
Oh.
Oh, don't say that.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yes. You only have a couple more days to prepare.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully the James Webb Space Telescope can see whatever catastrophe is coming.
I forget. It's like a moon, new moon or something.
A Leo moon?
I don't know.
Okay.
Eye of the Tiger. Who fucking knows?
Well.
It's Beyonce.
It's Beyonce. Yeah. That is the cataclysmic event. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Renaissance. Period. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be iconic if Beyonce's was the last album to drop before the comet hit? Just like, you won't break my soul.
It might be.
Well, we'll find out in a week.
Well, you know who approved of it, actually? And I forgot to mention it on here. The former Ticketmaster CEO. Did you see this?
No. Not following her.
Okay. This is relevant because it teases something quite interesting.
Uh-oh.
So Nathan Hubbard, former CEO of Ticketmaster, who presumably has
related
access
to Lindsay Hubbard?
Probably. Who presumably has access to everything in the music industry, said, I've heard enough. Album of the Year winner is Beyonce. He already declared. Oh. And he said Kendrick, the 1975, and Brent Faiyaz is the next best albums, and people were like, okay, he's heard it, slay. And then in a follow-up, he wrote, fifth place, yes, she is releasing something. I feel like there's no bigger she is finally releasing something than Rihanna.
Oh.
Unless it's Taylor. Like, I don't think anyone's natural she is anybody, like, who's been asked about more than Rihanna, I feel like. Unless it's Adele, but that would not make sense for...
She released.
Yeah, he said, yes, she is releasing something.
And so he's giving it fifth place.
He's also giving it fifth place.
Which makes me think that it's not going to be Taylor, because if 1989 is publishing.
Right.
Mm. I don't think he would put that in fifth place.
Fifth place.
Like, we already.
Yeah, we did that.
You know?
She got the Grammys. But also, like, is a Rihanna album only going to be fifth place?
That's disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Also, it's only July. Addison has not released
Addison
yet.
Has not
We're
released.
Still going to bully her
That's
for
who it is.
The rest of the year. So?
I do believe he's either talking about Rihanna or Addison Rae. It's only those two. I suppose Madison Beer is in the running as well. Or Ava Max.
Oh.
But we know that's coming. Dance Diamonds.
Yeah, Dance Diamonds. In the Dark. Diamonds. I forget it already.
She was at Selena Gomez's 30th birthday.
Oh.
I know. That happened as well. Speaking of Taylor, because Taylor hung out with Selena for her 30th birthday.
Yes.
And they had a big old party. I'm sure there was a wise older woman who planned it and told her who to invite. Pivoting to TikTok talk anyway.
Yeah, honestly, TikTok talk and high fashion are just blurred lines.
Fashion and TikTok are united. It's time for a little bit of
TikTok high fashion talk. High fashion TikTok talk.
High fashion TikTok talk.
Yeah. So speaking of Selena Gomez, she posted a TikTok.
She did.
Where I believe it's her grandmother.
Grandma exposed. Nana exposed.
In the background while she was filming a makeup MUA tutorial.
Yeah.
And was like, asking her about the guy that she stopped talking to.
So how things end with that man.
Yeah.
Basically.
And Selena's just like, She posted it.
She posted it. I kind of love that.
Same.
Yeah. So now
everyone.
Do
you think her grandmother is the wise older woman who.
Oh, maybe. You never know. Who can say?
We'll never
who
know.
Who says? Who says you're
who
not
says?
Online?
Who says you are a flop? Who says?
Well, I'll tell you who's not a flop.
It ain't me. See what I did there?
I love that. There's another queen on the scene who, when she drops a single, will obliterate careers. She's not set the music industry ablaze just yet, but she has set herself on fire.
She did.
Tits out, okay? Tits out.
More than tits out this week. Everyone, it's Julia Fox here with the flammable dress on a rooftop in New York. Skyline in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly fierce and bold and takes a lot of nerve and...
Probably illegal. But like slay.
Yeah. It was not a small fire.
No, she lit herself on fire.
The train
on a roof.
And more impressively, sleeves on fire. Made for a very fierce video. And further evidence that if she ever becomes a pop star, it's over.
We got to get her on a trance beat.
She truly, she's like 1 second away from doing paparazzi hanging down
spoken
with blood.
Word.
Totally. So we're ready, Julia. A spoken word above a trance beat. 10-minute song. Drop it. And... as if that wasn't enough, we've got a little crossover with Selling
Sunset.
Christine Quinn.
Yep.
Other queen of pop.
Literally, this is like a duo made in heaven.
They could also be a duo. I wouldn't be mad at that. And for this outfit, she did a plunging pant that showed off right up until...
yep, just a little peek.
Little peek.
Tits out, puss out.
Puss out.
Listen, it was hot last
week.
I
don't blame her. Insert Britney Circus Tour audio. It was hanging out.
It was. In a leather pant, too. Ooh, that must have been. Or no, that's not leather. I don't know what that is. Pleather.
Probably pleather.
Polyester.
Steamy.
Hot.
Humid. Moist. For sure.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. And yeah, they painted the town. They went wild. Love to see it.
We do.
Speaking of seeing things, these transitions this week, I'm unstoppable like a DJ. I am about to go see Nope with...
That's right.
Kiki Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, that's Kiki Palmer.
She is taking over socials again.
She is.
She's been trending all week.
And that might be why Twitter is funnier, because when Kiki is active, things are better. She is
true.
Funny. She is meme queen. I don't know who that man is. Just everything. And we've got some new ones. Her promo tour for Nope has been an endless fount. She still doesn't know who Dick Cheney is, thank God. And this time around, she was talking about the movie with her castmates and they brought up the X-Files, Mulder and Scully.
Even I know who that is.
Yeah, that's a classic 90s reference. But it's the way, just, who the hell are they?
Yeah. I appreciate her honesty.
Always. I just feel like she's so sincere about what she's into and not into and what she knows and doesn't know. And I loved her
inspiring
Keep a Job Palmer interview where she talked about how she's got no ego and she takes every job. And she's just like, that's her work ethic. That's her hustle. She'll do straight to DVD. She'll do anything. And I'm like, yes, yes, we love her.
She also high fashion, British Vogue, yet again, slaying the girls. Kiki has a spread.
She does have a spread, and it is a good one. She looks incredible. It's funny because, like, obviously she's so funny and charming on social media, but then when she wants to slay she does. But yes, indeed, we're giving a high fashion to British Vogue, who continues to kill it, outsell, outchart, outrank American Vogue, as is the state of the world in general. It's kind of like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and
American Vogue had Dua Lipa in that tank top.
Just saying. Shout out to the United Kingdom. Late breaking news. They're hosting Eurovision this year. This 2023, because Ukraine isn't or can't right now, given everything. The UK is hosting. They're deciding on the city now. So they're going to host it.
Ooh.
Interesting. But yeah, it was just announced. Late breaking news. So we will see. Now, it's not going to be the same without Chanel representing Spain, unless she gets picked again. But we'll see what 2023 brings. See you there. We should go to Eurovision.
What influencers could host the UK?
I mean, there's no shortage.
Gemma Collins. Gemma Collins needs to host.
Oh, absolutely. Eurovision. Doing the Johnny Weir segment.
Literally. Oh, my God. Can we manifest that?
I would
watch hours of that.
I could just imagine her reacting like, she's just washing her hands in the basin. You know, I've washed my hands in a basin. She would just go off on a tangent, Delta Work style.
I love ya, but I ain't fucking doing it. I ain't fucking listening to that. Me at Chromatica Ball. When 1,000 Doves acoustic.
You halfway through the set.
I love ya, but I ain't fucking listening to that.
Us exiting halfway through the set list. It's been a good ride.
Have someone else hold your hand. Bye.
Yep. We went as far as we could. Well, speaking of TikTok.
Yes, we have a lengthy TikTok talk. Honestly, the fact that music was calmer this week.
Yeah.
I got to just enjoy TikTok.
Yeah.
And really dig into all the scandals and the drama and all the stories.
I'm vaguely starting to use TikTok, like post. I'm very unconvinced about what my strategy is. I'm very unclear. Right now, it's just like captions on top of videos I took of me and Ubers. Because I don't know which way I want to go with it yet. Because I don't want to be, there's plenty of music TikTokers who are like pointing in the corners and they're like, do you know this song? And it's like Janet Jackson.
Stan him though.
Who's what?
The guy that does that.
Oh, I feel like there's several.
Well, there's like the main guy. I think Stan Twitter always is like the bald guy. They call him the bald TikTok.
Oh, the needle drop. Oh, that's, he does like,
yeah.
Like full on reviews and stuff. That's different to me than just like a quick little, you know, I did like a little one with Madonna, but we're feeling out the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's been an active week on TikTok for me because I finally caved.
This was sending me.
During a moment of vulnerability on a Friday night, I believe it was. I don't know about you, but I like to settle into bed at a reasonable hour, turn on TikTok, and just watch Kiki at Meow Crystal Global doing lucky scoops for viewers live. Usually no more than a 5-minute wait time. Basically, the concept, because I got a lot of messages about this, people being like,
oh,
what
I'm
the
ready to grill
fuck?
You.
Basically, well, grill me.
Okay, so I want to know, how long did you put in your pre-order for?
It happened 3 minutes after I pressed order.
Oh.
It was literally instant.
So it's not like Miss Dutchie where you have to wait weeks.
Weeks, not at all.
Oh, I was like, okay. I was convinced that you had placed this order like 6 months ago.
And I thought that's shaking. What it would be. I did not actually think it would happen the night of, but when she said there's literally like, do it now, that there's no wait, I was like, I'll see if this is a scam from the get, because I'll just place my order now. I said goodbye to my $40 for my lucky scoop.
$40.
Oh. That's a small price to pay for lucky scoops.
That's like two iced coffees that- these days.
Again, moment of vulnerability. I placed it, got the confirmation, and I screen recorded from that moment on, and she probably did two orders and then immediately had a bag with my name on it, which honestly is almost spooky. So the crystals have already gotten to LA. I've been tracking.
Oh.
Because the other part of this is like the messaging was pretty mixed in the comments about whether or not you're receiving your crystals.
Gotcha.
I saw people being like, it's been a month. And I've seen like, I got it in 2 weeks. So I was like, let's see if I even get them. So far, they have arrived stateside. But yes, Kiki is the queen of pop when it comes to lucky scoops. In my opinion, I've watched many. It's her personality and her Kiki's heart shape that she gives you at the end of each scoop that really does it for me. She's funny in between the scoops. She's got banter. She's a Cali girl. She's just got that spirit that makes you want to spend money on a scoop.
They're very mesmerizing. It's like the whole process of like that machine that's like mixing it all up.
I want to know how large that is. Yeah. So basically the concept of the lucky scoop is it's a scoop of lucky crystals, and they're all different sizes and shapes. Some you got money trees, you got different heart shape, moon shape.
The skull was cool.
The skull was my piece de resistance because it doesn't happen for everyone. It's pretty rare, I think, to get a skull of that size. And I got it in one scoop. The chat was in a panic. Chat was
obliterated. Yeah, they were shaking. They were skull shaking. Emojis.
Skull emojis. People were like, oh, that skull. Full panic in the chat. I was shaking. And then I think I got a baby elephant as well, which I am looking forward to. I wanted something cool and something cute. And I think I got both in one scoop. So we're going to see. But I did get a very good skull and some crystals. And I'm ready to scatter them around my apartment to bring fame and fortune.
I can't wait to see if this arrives.
I've got my fingers crossed.
We used to do something similar when I was a kid in North Carolina. You would get mud, and if there was like the things of water, and you would shake out the dirt and the mud to get crystals.
Have you ever done the rock tumbler?
Yes.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Takes like 3 weeks.
Yeah, didn't work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Yeah.
And unlike, you know, we stan Miss Dutchie, but a cup takes a minute to get through. Like, that's like a 20-minute ordeal. Lucky Scoop.
They've been sold out for ever. Months,
yeah. Lucky Scoop, that's literally a 30-second scoop. I can digest that real fast, and then I just keep watching.
Yeah.
It's easy to jump in, jump out, watch a few scoops, get back to what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Just need to know what's on deck for the day. And yeah,
I will confess, I did buy something off TikTok too. When you posted this, I was like, okay, now I don't feel as bad.
But was it a live merchant?
Oh no, I bought two things off of TikTok recently.
Was it live selling?
No.
Oh.
Like just from like seeing it in my feed.
What was it? Was it a candle? Was it a light?
No, I got the fan. The portable fan.
You were talking about the fan forever.
Which is kind of a sleigh.
Yeah.
Because when this heat wave hit, I was like, if this shit blacks out, I've got my rechargeable fan ready to go 8 hours.
That's pretty good.
So that's like not sponsored. And the other thing I got was that little projector.
What does it project?
Whatever you're watching.
Oh, like you can plug your phone into it and it'll project it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see.
We'll see the quality.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully that's good.
We'll see the quality. But apparently it's portable.
Sounds too good to be true, but it might be good. I'm also curious because I have seen in the comments people saying that it was smaller than it appeared on the screen, the crystals. So we'll see how they look in person. I will be doing a haul video.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know.
We'll have our TikTok reviews.
We will.
Whenever they arrive.
Yeah, we're really entering our TikTok eras. Maybe. I don't know. I'm like giving myself a personal challenge to like maybe do it daily or do something on there, because you can actually feel when you post something how much more interaction there is versus the deadness of Instagram and, you know, even Twitter to some degree. Like TikTok is, there's a lot more people on there.
Yeah.
We got to get with the times, everyone.
We do.
That's where the eyeballs are.
I post every now and then.
You do.
Yeah.
You're doing just fine on it. So it's time to get my ass in gear on TikTok. I'll have to talk eventually.
Well, speaking of another TikTok that was sending me this week.
Oh, yeah.
There was one. I don't know why I find this so funny.
Oh, this was a good one.
But it is some queen screaming at Chloe Grace Moretz.
As you should.
Oh, my God. Queen Chloe Grace Moretz. You're a mother to a lot of these bitches. So, my God.
Oh, my God. Queen Chloe Grace Moretz. You're mother to a lot of these bitches. Oh, my God.
It was sending me. But then the best part of TikTok is always when you go to the comment
section.
And the top comment said her whole government name. And it just... the sense of humor is just unmatched.
It is.
You either get
unmatched.
It or you don't.
The girls that get it, get it.
And Chloe's just staring like so confused and shook. And it's just like, okay.
Yes. You know, she's got that loyal following from movies like Kick-Ass and The Addams Family. And she's in Suspiria.
Yeah.
A slay. Anyway, now another queen of pop has been making a lot of noise on TikTok for the past months, actually, but now she's got her own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Delta Work.
We're over, basically.
We are over. This, she's outdone us.
My
by
new
far.
Obsession.
Very Delta. Inspired by, I'm assuming, her Instagram lives, which were all over my For You page.
I have every single one. You look so stupid right now.
You're sitting there in your Zara shirt, judging
just
us.
Just the nines, or whatever it is that you think the nines are. Your little Zara outfit, swirling your drink like this. Like, yes, girl. Yes, mama. You look so fucking stupid right now. You look so stupid right now.
And every single clip is about a different topic. And every she's mad one. At everyone.
Mm-hmm. Swirling your little drink like this.
And it's no different on this podcast.
I was going to talk about the rant about booths and tables.
Our friend in Christ, Yolanda Pfister.
Yes, shout out to Yolanda
Pfister.
Shout out
to Yolanda Pfister. Has been clipping some pretty essential Delta Work clips.
There's a thread on Twitter.
Yes.
And also there's Delta Work clips on TikTok.
Yep.
And then follow Yolanda Pfister on YouTube,
all the socials.
Instagram, like all of them.
Yeah.
Probably the funniest person on the internet right now. I'm going to say it.
Oh, uh-oh.
I said it.
Uh-oh.
That's right. You heard it. Yolanda Pfister is the funniest person on the internet.
The declaration.
Right now. Yes.
Now, we have, yes, the rant that came to mind for me was the one about the seating and the booths.
Yes.
Yes. And there was also
the iced tea.
The iced tea.
Is this morning's rant.
Yes.
And she's spitting facts.
It's nothing but facts.
Nothing but facts.
She's got a lot to say, and every point is valid.
The Chili's rant.
The Chili's rant.
If I'm here ordering unlimited soup and salad, why does it take 45 minutes to get my second bowl of soup? What is it that's going on here in this establishment that's happening? Is there something going on in the kitchen? Do we need to write another ticket? It's almost like me.
It's very you.
This is my thought process. It's like, yeah. I don't speak it, but I'm always thinking like, why is this like this?
Yeah.
Why did that happen this way?
The way she speaks is the way that your internal monologue works.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And nobody's safe.
No, because it just everything
keeps going.
It just spirals and it's just a gigantic web.
It's wonderful.
I was waiting for her to like tie it back to like climate change and like something with like the tea leaves and how, anyway, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole other story. That's a whole
that's
other
real,
story.
That's something else I learned on TikTok. Anyway.
Well.
See, literally it's me.
What I learned on TikTok that I didn't need to learn because I already know, I will buy a lucky scoop. I will buy a fan, a mini projector. I am not buying sauce.
The flavor.
Yeah, if you haven't.
The Teletubbies chimed in on this scandal.
They did?
That's how important this is.
What did the Tubbies have to say?
The Teletubbies said, Teletubbies HQ, that is their TikTok name.
Yes, that is their official one.
When pink sauce is trending on TikTok, but people aren't talking about tubby custard. It has a lot of...
Oh, I can't say tubby custard sounds any better, to be honest.
And it's a video of them like squirting all the tubby custard out, and it's literally pink. And I forgot.
Yeah, in case you've missed the wave or you've only vaguely seen it, basically a TikTok creator created a sauce called pink sauce, which she herself refused to describe.
I know what it like is, but like, you know, just for purposes.
Yeah, she refused to describe the flavor.
Yeah.
Because it was too difficult to describe, which to me should have been your first sign maybe to keep your credit card in your wallet. But
the calorie count too. Did you see the scan?
The servings.
How it was like the serving size multiplied by.
It was an angel number.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 444, I believe.
Yeah. Times 60 or something. Yeah. Meaning the whole bottle was like.
And vinegar
40
million. Was spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great. And most of all, it would arrive in different variations of pink. Everybody had a different. Some it was looking yellow.
And consistencies.
Yeah. Some of them were looking bloated.
Yep.
Because the ingredient includes milk. And it was not being shipped in any sort of, nothing of the sort of dry ice.
No.
No. It also reminds me of, do you remember when they had that era of the 2000s when you had like the purple ketchup, the green ketchup?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the neon popcorn?
Yep.
Oh, that was the shit.
Well, it would be neon after you're done in the bathroom.
I'm sure it was. But when you're 8 years old, who cares?
Who cares?
You probably think it was cool.
Oh, for sure. Same with the...
Oh, I just shipped blue today. No. Mom, look. Like, literally, though.
But that's also like that...
Oh, to be young and naive again.
Yeah.
Was that the right word? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who also responded to this? Actually, it was very surprising. Squid Game.
Oh.
They on their official Twitter account, they said pink sauce will be used in season 2.
I can't.
That's how you know it's bad. You know, we do feel bad. We love a an upstart entrepreneur of any kind in any industry, but yeah, when it's food, when it's FDA regulations, we don't fuck
as
around.
As someone with issues, yeah.
Well, in general, but also digestion.
Yeah, someone with digestion history problems. Nope.
We don't do mystery sauces.
No, we do not.
No, we don't.
Delicious.
Delicious. So as we said earlier, because of all the pink sauce and the TikTok talk, and most of all, the Beyonce of it all, there's very little new music. There's remixes. There's things of that nature.
Yeah, there is like nothing.
I'm telling you, it's like the tide going back before a tsunami. It's like everyone's like, batten down the hatches.
Too real.
Yeah, nobody wants to like kick off a campaign a week before Beyonce. Well, except for Ellie Goulding.
Oh, no, is she releasing on the same day?
No, but she just put out that. I mean, and technically the one we're talking about is kicked off, but it doesn't feel like... It's funny because I feel like Ellie got a bit dragged because she announced basically during Break My Soul.
Yep.
But there's none of that backlash for Jessie. Anyway. So we're talking about Miss Jessie Ware, who saved us during the pandemic with What's Your Pleasure, followed by a year later, the Extra Pleasure Platinum Edition. And she's just keeping the ball rolling. She's keeping the pleasure extending. With
which, difficult to get.
Difficult to get these streets.
Literally.
With a song called Free Yourself, produced by none other than the legend himself, Stuart Price, of Confessions on a Dance Floor, Aphrodite, Scissor Sisters Nightwork, and most recently, Miss Dula Peep's Future Nostalgia. He's got an immaculate discography. It's taste. If he's working with you, it's a sign that you are a good one.
The good ones go.
Yes. So produced by Stuart Price and co-written with Clarence Coffey Jr., who also co-wrote on Future Nostalgia. So basically, it's a very future nostalgic tag team right here.
Yeah.
Which we love to see.
Very disco infused.
Yes. And
it sounds classic.
Ugh, it sounds so classic.
I don't want to say that it sounds like it's from.
It sounds like a sample of a song that already existed because it hits so instantly.
It has
instantly.
Like grittiness to it that makes it sound vintage.
The beginning of it reminds me of Mika, Love Yourself, or not Love Yourself, Love Tonight.
Oh, yeah. I hear that.
The piano. It's also very Scissor Sisters-y. And then I just found the verses to be, it's almost more 90s to me, maybe 90s club than 70s disco, which was more What's Your Pleasure. Like this feels like it's a little bit later dance music. Mm-hmm. We love, we stan. For some reason, and it might have been because I was DJing on Twitch and I played Jerry G-A-Y. The way she speaks sings the second verse reminds me of early Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, like a Bag It Up era vocal from her. That saucy sort of speak-sung delivery. Mm-hmm. It was giving me Jerry, actually. And the whole song is perfect. It's like an anthemic, classic dance song. And she deserves her flowers. I feel like she doesn't get the hype that she deserves on a bigger level of being like, I feel like if Adele made this record, people would lose their fucking minds.
Oh, it'd be like Adele's Renaissance, yes. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like it's like, yeah.
Adele's Break My Soul.
Mm-hmm. It's also very Roisin Murphy. So shout out to the Roisin Machines in the audience. Very that, and their friends, and they should tour and they should collab and all that. So that's what I have to say about Free Yourself.
You could definitely remix this into so many tracks.
For sure.
While you're spinning.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catch me on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Twitch.tv/.
Oh, yeah. DJ Mew Mews.
Yeah. Promo yeah. yourself.
Every now and then, I just mm-hmm. hop on and play for 4 hours. Well, we've talked about the calm before the storm. Maybe we should talk about the storm incoming.
Other than this track, I don't have any other new music to yeah. shout out.
It was a quieter one. But yeah. we do have some things to look forward to in the very near future.
Yeah.
We do. We do have, by the way, Miss Tuvalu. Tuvalu? Period! has a song called To Die For incoming. Not to be confused with forever unreleased Addison Rae song, To Die For. I was just thinking about that as I was reflecting on No One Dies From Love today.
She also had a TikTok moment recently. Wasn't she singing Britney?
She did, yeah. 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 She's good on the TikTok as well. But yeah, we've got some new songs. Now we do have Barb Alert. We do have Nicki Minaj finally incoming with Freaky Girl. Have you heard this?
Freaky?
Freak the Freak to Get Freaky with Nicki. Incoming August 12th, along with a new episode of Queen Radio. Which one will make more waves headlines?
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm very excited for this song. I think it's a genius sample, and I actually think it could be her biggest since Anaconda.
Yeah.
Because it's so instantly catchy and, like, filthy. I think it could be a lot of fun.
And it's all over TikTok already.
Already all over TikTok.
All
something
over.
Fun, something for the summertime. I'm looking forward to that one.
I think it's a little bit too long of a wait, though.
I don't know. I mean, I think nobody is releasing. And yeah, just in general. But we do have a little update for the little Minoguesters out there. Kylie Minogue unexpectedly in the studio with Camille, who is a fantastic singer-songwriter. She was referred to as the unofficial fifth member of Little Mix because of how many songs she's co-written for them. Oh. Like so many smashes. And she did Dua Lipa's Cool. She's got bops. She tweeted that she's in the studio with Kylie and losing her entire life last week. So Kylie incoming in a big way.
Wow.
We are ready.
So Kylie is currently recording in that process.
Yes.
Got it.
She had been teasing that she's back in the studio already to some degree after Disco. But she's been giving us more and more and more reference because we also got a Miss a Thing visual from Sophie Muller, which suspiciously looks like a tour visual to me. So I'm wondering if we're also prepping the tour finally, which would be a delight. We'll see.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone who is releasing next weekend, which I thought was really funny, but also just showing how disconnected EDM is from like mainstream.
Uh-huh.
John Summit has a track coming out next week called What a Life.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this could be Song of Summery for me.
Can you tell everyone who John Summit is?
He is a music producer.
Uh-huh.
That is a bedroom producer during the pandemic and is now like skyrocketed. He was Beatport's number one of last year. Just got a Cascade mix.
Into it.
had a remix of Kygo's Freeze. He does Tech House.
Gotcha.
And he has a collab coming out next week called What a Life. But it's been ID'd on like all these sets. And it's very like Beyonce, Break My Soul, Deep House.
Oh, we love that.
Mm-hmm. It's got like a Korg. The classic like house sound with like a breathy male vocal on it. It's really good.
Well, your I've had the song SoundCloud. Of summer incoming.
Maybe.
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 We'll see.
When it comes out next week, let me know what you guys think.
Yeah, well, next week we've got...
Beyonce?
Beyonce. It's going to be all B, clearly. So let's see.
Yeah, that all rhymed.
That did all rhyme. And for the icons, we have a special icon chat.
Oh,
live
yes.
chat this Thursday.
B is starting.
B is starting. A little pre-Renaissance party.
Mm-hmm.
We like to party.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. on Thursday. So join us if you are in the icon tier for a live chat where we will be discussing everything, including, yes, Renaissance.
We will have a pre-shaking and crying
yeah.
sesh.
We will.
Yeah.
But until then, we're going to head over to the after show and deep dive into the track listing and producer credits of Renaissance.
Yeah, if you would like to keep the convo going, we do an after show after every main episode over on Patreon.
That's right, because the concept is the show after
the show.
The show.
Where we talk about things
that
after
happened after
the show. Yeah. No one's ever done that before.
We are licensed. We're not trademarking it. Nobody steal this or we will know.
I'm trademarking after show.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think you should.
DM. All right, everyone. Until next week.
We will
see you
soon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.